Welcome back in, Chasing Checkers, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. It's all presented by Mercedes-Benz of Music City, European Collision Repair, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Firestone as we get ready for the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix coming to our city in just a week. It's going to be here. They're going to be on the streets of downtown Nashville. And we say hello to Graham Rahal of Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing, the driver of the number 15. Graham, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So we're all excited because this is new to our city. The IndyCar Series has been here before at the Nashville Super Speedway, but that's an oval. They have never raced on the streets of downtown Nashville. I know this is not an uncommon thing for the IndyCar Series in St. Pete or Long Beach, things like that, but how excited are you, the drivers, to navigate something that's never been done on these streets before?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thrilled, man. First off, Nashville, just such a booming city. Last time we raced there, I think it was my rookie year out at the Oval. And obviously, it's a whole different ball game coming downtown. And what Scott and the entire team have done to really normally we would say promote, but I'd almost say produce this event, because it's a lot more like he's done with the music and everything else, just putting on a great show and entertainment for everybody. And Nashville does that so naturally anyway. But you know, for us, I think it's just a massive, massive event. It's a good opportunity to be the first to win there, which would be huge for us and for our program. So we're looking forward to it. Anytime we get to go to a new city, it's exciting. But I think, this place takes it up about 20 notches. And I know that outside of the Indy 500 this year, if you asked anybody what IndyCar race you're going to, every single person has said Nashville. So we anticipate this being a massive event and a big success going forward.
What does it mean, too, just for the sport that, I know Jimmy Johnson has run the road courses and the street courses this year, so he's going to be there. Elio Castroneves wins the Indy 500 this year. He's going to race there. You have a few others that are entering this race. So what does it mean to have, stars like that that are jumping in just to run this?
Well, for sure, it's a big deal, right? I mean, you look at the car count, I think there's 27-ish cars going. I mean, yeah. That is more on a road course than ever in the history of IndyCar racing. I mean, maybe at the Indianapolis Grand Prix, sometimes we get 27. I'm talking about, you go back, everybody talks about the heyday, the golden era of IndyCar back in my dad's time. They'd have 20 cars on the grid, 18 cars on the grid. To have 27 cars on the grid, I hope pit lane's long enough. That's all I can say. But it's definitely a good thing. IndyCar's headed in the right direction. I mean, we're seeing this time and time again. It's not just talk. It's not just us blowing smoke in the media. You look at the TV numbers are increasing. You look at the car counts increasing. You look at the attendances are increasing. The new sponsors coming into the sport increasing. So things are definitely better. And again, an event like Nashville, I think, gets people fired up, and you're seeing that. The car count's going to be bigger. But I think even as we look towards next year, apparently, we may be looking at 27 full-time entries in 2022. So the sport's headed in the right path, and this is a good way to kick off the last stretch of our season. We have six to go. Nashville will kick that off. It'll be a busy run till the end of September for us, but we're looking forward to it.
Yes, and Tino Ferrucci going to drive a third car for your team as well in the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Yeah, you say six races to go, and I believe it's what, 16, 17 races for the year. Is that the right length, or would you like to see more?
Well, I think it's the right length, because it's a combination of length, amount of races, and cost. And one of the things that you have to do is get those things right. NASCAR, I think, found that their length of their season was too long, and they've been able to trim back in recent times. I think that can be said for other sports, as well. Seasons that get too long, they kind of lose their shine, and after a while, people are just ready to move on to the next thing. And let's not forget, whether you're Nashville, whether you're where I'm from, Columbus, Ohio, you got college football coming up. You got NFL football coming up September. That's when racing sees a big swing. Racing is really your spring and summertime sport that everybody is attached to. But when the fall comes, football is king. And, IndyCar has done a great job to kind of adjust the schedule to make sure you're done within a couple of weeks of that starting, so there's no major clashes. And so that's something that they've looked at. Could they add one or two more? I think so. I'd like to see a couple more ovals pop back on the schedule. Iowa would be tremendous. Obviously, Hy-Vee is a huge partner. Hy-Vee Grocery Store is a huge partner of our team. And to have a Hy-Vee, you know, to be able to race in Iowa and Hy-Vee's backyard would be a slam dunk. I mean, the partnership really grew because I finished on the podium there in Iowa last year. And obviously we don't race it this year. So I'd like to see Iowa come back, maybe Kentucky Speedway. You know, there's a couple tracks that could come back. I think we could put on some great shows at. But ultimately, you know, we've got to find a good mix and balance the schedule. And 17 races has always seemed to be pretty good.
We're talking to Graham Rahal, Rahal Letterman, Lanigan Racing, the number 15 will be at the Music City Grand Prix. So I read off that name, and obviously your dad, Bobby, a big part of that team. What's it like racing for dad?
Well, it's been amazing. I mean, I've spent the last bunch of years, you know, when I first came, to be honest with you, man, we were not very good. Like, we struggled as a team. We were not very competitive. But in recent times, we've turned up the wick. We've consistently been in the top five in points, had a chance to win the championship 2015, weren't able to close the deal in Sonoma. But, you know, this year we've had a very consistent year, had a couple of bad finishes that have taken us out of the points championship, particularly the Indy 500. While we were running up front, we had a tire come off, and being double points, that kind of removed us, unfortunately, from the championship. But aside from that, I mean, I think our average finish is like, you know, fifth over the entire season, which is probably as good as anybody. But, you know, we've had a great time with dad. You know, Letterman's great. Mike Lanigan, our other business partner, owner in the race team, is a tremendous man. I've spent a lot of time with Mike, very, very influential guy in the industrial world. You know, so the combination has been successful. We've been able to get the team on track in the last few years, been very, very competitive every weekend. And, you know, that's what we're proud of. We're going to keep kind of soldiering on. You know, I mean, everybody knows. I mean, earlier in my career, I drove for different teams. I bounced around, did what I could to, you know, not necessarily be Bobby's son and try to step out from the shadow.
Yeah.
You know, but the truth of the matter is sponsors want us together. You know, they want to promote you together. They don't want to be promoting us competing against each other. And so ultimately, it was best to come together.
What has somebody like Dave Letterman brought to the sport? An entertainer, everybody knows who he is, very successful talk show for over 30 years on NBC and CBS. But he's, you know, he's an Indiana boy. He's a fan of racing and IndyCar. So what has he brought to the sport?
Well, Dave's just a really, really, really big fan, you know, and he adds that element that, you know, that the very few can. He adds an element of legitimacy. You know, people see us, Dave around us, and they, you know, they understand, how serious we are. And, you know, he's an A-list. I mean, when you think A-list celebrities, David Letterman's hard to beat, but, you know, tremendous man, you know, just really, really supportive of the team. Doesn't get super involved, but he's there, he's watching, he's paying attention. I'm not sure if he'll come down and visit us in Nashville or not. I hope he does. You know, but he does not miss a practice session. He does not miss a qualifying session. I mean, the guy is more locked in than almost anybody I know, you know, day in and day out to what we're doing. And so, you know, he's been partners with my dad for, 20 plus years now. And, you know, it's always great to have him around for sure.
You talk about that schedule and how compact it is. You don't have a lot of chances to win. You guys currently sit ninth in the standings. How do you feel the season is going, and how close are you to finding victory lane in a series that's very difficult to win in?
Yeah, I mean, as I just kind of pointed out, I mean, you know, it's we finished. If you look at our results this year, we've had, you know, two results that were really bad. St. Petersburg, we were running fourth and had contact with Alex Rossi. I was passing him into turn four, and you know, and in the end, you know, that it wasn't bad contact, but it took us from fourth to finishing, I don't know, 15th or something like that. You know, then we go to the Indy 500. We're actually coming out of the pits in first, but would have cycled in maybe third. And a wheel falls off coming out of pit lane, and we crash. You know, the Indy 500 in particular stings because it's a double points race. And so rather than finishing, I'm going to say fifth at worst, because I can guarantee you we're going to do better than that. You know, we were actually looking to be the car to beat.
Yeah.
You know, but rather than finishing, you know, let's call it fifth, we finished 32nd. Well, due to the double points, that's about an 80 point swing that we lost. I'm 120 points out of the championship. Those two races right there cost me about 110 points versus the leader. So you can do the math.
Yeah.
You know, that was it for us. And unfortunately, that's the way the rules are written, and the same for everybody. It just bit us. Aside from that, our worst result is seventh. So we've been there every weekend, but we haven't won yet. And that's what we've got to do, you know, for us to get over the hurdle, for us to climb into the top five in points. You know, we have to get back to our winning ways. you know, we've been super close, you know, really, really close over the last, I've had more top fives and tens in the last 2 years of my career than ever before yet. And we just haven't been able to crack the win column. And, you know, we're focused heavily on doing that. I can assure you that everybody is in our organization heads down, you know, working our tails off to get there. And, you know, we've got to qualify better. That's going to be really critical to us, you know, to be able to win. If we can qualify up front, we'll win races. And I think other drivers would tell you the same about us. You know, they know if we qualify up front, you know, we're looking good to win it. But unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that. And, you know, we got to turn that around.
Yeah, and then coming to Nashville, like you said, to start this could be a good chance to do that, to win the first one. As we talk about building the sport and building a fan base, you know, I know for me growing up in Nashville, this is more NASCAR country. And then as I got older, really branched into other forms of racing, including IndyCar, whether it's the 500 or some of the ovals at Texas or any of the road courses. So you've gotten me. But knowing that you're going to have people coming to this event that probably have never been to a race in their life, maybe they've watched the Indy 500, but they're there for the experience, they're there for the party. What are some things that people need to look for that are going to get them hooked to IndyCar racing?
Well, it's the access, right? So IndyCar racing different than NASCAR in the sense that you've got all access. You'll be able to come down, see the drivers, meet the drivers, get autographs, see the cars, sometimes within a couple inches of seeing the cars. Sometimes too close. Actually, we've had people step on front wings and break them, which is about a $30,000 mistake.
Don't do that.
You know, people do get to, the access is tremendous. The other thing is the quality of racing. You know, with the bridge and everything else and the street circuit, it's very wide in areas. There's going to be some exciting racing and everything else. The purity of it, there is no gimmicks in this sport. You know, there's no lucky dog like you get in NASCAR. There is no, you know, competition cautions like you get in NASCAR. There is no stages. There's no gimmick. Our sport is pure racing, wheel-to-wheel, mano-a-mano battling, which I think people like. The other thing is being in the city. You know, you guys are going to love it because you'll be able to watch the race and walk back to your hotel. How often can you do that? You know, and we're going to be doing that. You know, we'll stay right there in the city. Normally, guys like myself stay in a motorhome and stuff, but not in Nashville. We're going to be a part of it, take it all in as well. But like I said, I think people are going to enjoy the access, the friendliness of the drivers and the team, the mechanics, and everybody is so excited to come down. And, you know, Nashville to me is racing country too. People can say NASCAR, but it's interesting because, you know, you look at our TV ratings every weekend, and one of the top markets consistently is Nashville.
Yeah.
For IndyCar racing. So, you know, and obviously, you know, we want to beat them, but you got Joseph from there, right? And, you know, Joseph's a couple-time champion, young American guy. He's not as young as he once was, but none of us are. But, you know, he's got a target on his back, guy that we always want to beat. He's going to be tough there. He's, you know, in the best equipment that there is in our sport. And, you know, he's been strong, and that helps Nashville because you got a local guy to – like when we go to Columbus, Ohio, we race in Mid-Ohio. You know, I guarantee you 90% of the T-shirts you see say Ray Hall on the back. When we go to Nashville, I guarantee you 90% are going to say Joseph. So, you know, that's the way it should be. You want your hometown guy to be able to go out there and battle hard. So we're looking forward to it.
But before I let you go, Turns for Troops, powered by United Rentals. I know this is something that you are passionately involved in. Tell us a little bit more about it and what you all are trying to do.
Yeah, so my wife and I have our foundation, the Graham and Courtney Ray Hall Foundation. We do quite a lot to try to help. And when United Rentals came on board, amazing company, my biggest sponsor, but amazing company. And they said, look, let's do something. Let's really take this and let's make some good out of it. And so Turns for Troops is multiple things. One is every lap I complete throughout the season, they donate $50 a lap. So, you know, it's my job to complete as many laps as possible. And we've been able to do that this year, aside from a couple. So that's generated several hundred thousand dollars over the years. But we also do our charity golf event. And we're introducing an event in Napa, California this October called Vino for Vets. And through, I don't know, the golf event in its own raised $150,000 for Turns for Troops in its own. But what we do, what our focus is, a lot of veterans come home and the VA hospitals aren't able to support their needs. So, you know, exoskeletons, which provide a paralyzed veteran to be able to get up, to be able to walk, to help their bone mass, bone density, muscle mass, to help their morale, which people don't think about. Just looking at somebody eye to eye again is so powerful. We provide exoskeletons. They're $150,000 a piece, and I believe we provided six or seven over the last couple of years. So pretty tremendous. And then the other side of it, you know, that we provide is enhanced or you know, really advanced technologies to help PTSD and things like this. So they use VR technology that we're helping develop that that allows a vet to utilize the VR to solve some questions and answers some questions in their head about what may have happened, and helps, you know, PTSD quite significantly, which is interesting. So that's what we do. United Rentals has been amazing to us. I think we've given, if we're not over $1 million, we're there, you know, right at now. And couldn't be more fortunate to have a group like them involved and, you know, helping us push this thing forward.
That is awesome. Graham, this has been a fun conversation. I hope you won't be a stranger to the show, and really good to talk to you. Best of luck in Nashville. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll come back on anytime. You just let me know.
And that's Graham Rahal joining us here on Chasing Checkers. We will have much more coming. It's all presented by Mercedes-Benz of Music City, European Collision Repair, Firestone, and Spring Hill Heating and Cooling on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.